Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos, and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay? Whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach, and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let's talk about the fifth sign of Leo. Yeah. Ruled by the sun. Now the sun, first of all, is a Kshatriya planet, meaning it's the same energy as Mars. So it is going outward, looking upward and wanting to go out and achieve something in the world, as in power, position, fame and so on. Let's go to the top of the list first. Sun stands for your father, the power, position and fame that you desire, the timing and discipline. Sun is all about timing and discipline. It rises and sets at the same time, every single day, throughout the year. Yes, so sun, think of sun as a discipline of life. Wherever your sun is, however it is sitting, and we shall see that in a minute, think of it as the timing and discipline. It will always give results on time. It is always on time. So it's sense of discipline. What I must do, when I must do, is the sun in your chart. Fifth house aspect, it's also about education, love and romance, creative intelligence, very important. The degree of how your fifth house is doing, how your son is doing, how your fifth lord is doing, it determines your creative intelligence in which aspect it shines. Not everybody is the same, as we know. It also stands for your interests. What are you interested in? Showpieces, decoration and celebratory functions. Everything of fifth house is celebration. So is Libra. Okay, Leo and Libra are all about celebration, parties, marriages and so on. That's also the fifth house, as well as the seventh house. Film and media, creative intelligence, right? So it is film and media, everything about how you see yourself. Speculative gains. Fifth house is the house of speculative gains, where you are interested in making money from the stock market, maybe, right? Or the hedge fund manager, so to speak. Or the government. Fifth house is also the father as well as the government. More importantly, it is your ethic ethical and moral sense of right and wrong. What is right and wrong really? Your innate sense of conscience, not necessarily consciousness. Your conscience, what is it telling you is right and what it's telling you is wrong? So moral and ethical compass, your innate moral and ethical compass is Leo. The sign of Leo, the fifth house lord, and so on. That's your ethical compass. This is why we see if people have a damaged fifth house or a sun or a debilitated sun, they have a wrong sense of what is right and what is wrong. For example, sun placed along with Rahu or in the Aquarius, it's like a deviated sense of morality. Number two, planets here take on the energy of being disciplined, desiring stability and seeking fame. Seeking power and presence, seeking a sense of self-identity. The fifth house also stands for your navel chakra, for example. Your stomach, where your identity is, who you call as me. Your innate sense, mind you. Most importantly, Leo or the fifth house or the fifth house lord is where what you're thinking about constantly. Think of just these four things. If you want to know what a person is thinking about constantly, see where and what kind of sign the fifth house has, where your Leo is sitting, where the sun is sitting, and where the fifth lord is sitting. All the person is thinking about at any given time is those aspects, constantly thinking about those aspects of life. Because sun is your natural Atmakaraka. We'll be going into Atmakaraka later on. So it is important not just to see the Atmakaraka as whatever other planets are there other than the sun, but this is your natural Atmakaraka, meaning this is where the light of your soul is naturally shining all the time. For example, if your Atmakaraka is Saturn but your natural Atmakaraka sun is thinking about something else, now you have a deviation, isn't it? So you have to correct it and see what you are thinking about versus what your Atmakaraka is telling you. So there are two Atmakarakas in every chart, so to speak, not a single one. One is the sun, which you are thinking about all the time, and one is the other planet, whichever it is sitting there. Keep this in mind as we go forward. Leo is one of the most important signs in that context. Because what you think is what you are kind of trying to bring into the world, constantly thinking about that aspects of life. It's a malefic. Sun is the reason it's called malefic, although it's a sattvic planet, is because it focuses on things. Sun distills the spirit of things and leaves the life energy out of it. That's why it is very disciplined. It wants to achieve stuff. The sun, whatever it is trying to do, it is making the soul do some things constantly by giving those particular areas or those kinds of thoughts as such. So it's like, think of it like filtration. Sun filters out everything else and just retains the basic aspect of it. So it focuses on things, ideas, creative engagement rather than the life energy aspect. I want you to learn to distinguish what is this malefic benefic. It's not necessarily bad things. You're focusing on logic versus morality. This is one of the themes of Leo and the fifth house and the sun. The theme of sacrifice of that planet. Okay, like a king. Sun is called the king because sun, a true king, the sign, like Lord Rama, for example, his whole life was about sacrifice. A true king or a true government will sacrifice itself, burn itself for the sake of others. Sun is constantly burning to feed all life on the planet. Without sun, there is no life on the planet. See? Sun is your creative intelligence, your soul identity, the self-brilliance, the brilliance that shines on its own. Sun doesn't require any other light. So wherever sun is shining, it's technically not debilitated at all. It cannot be. Why? Because it's light. How can light be debilitated? It's not borrowing something from some other one. All of the planets are borrowing light from the sun, but sun on itself is shining on its own. Self-sacrificing. It burns itself for the sake of others. Acting with ethics and morality over logic. Now, wherever your son is, you will be faced with these kinds of things over your lifetime. You have to choose ethics and morality over logic. Logically, it might make sense. Morally, it may be wrong. That kind of a thing. You have to try to choose morality over logic. Sun brings past life soul energies into play. It's ninth from the ninth house. Yes, ninth from Sagittarius is always Leo. That's why it is called Purva Punya Bhava, or the results from the past life. Whatever good things you have done in the past life, Sun will carry it for you in this, so that you can do the good stuff. Right? This is how it focuses itself. Saturn carries everything else. Saturn carries all the karma that you have done, good or bad. Sun carries the good parts, punyas, whatever you have done, it brings it back so that it helps you jog along in this lifetime. Sun, therefore, has natural intuitive capabilities. The degree of intuition you have literally depends upon the Sun. Because all the past life knowledge and your integrity as an individual is determined by Leo, by wherever Sun is placed in your chart, by the fifth Lord and whatever it is connected to. Right? That's what we will get into a little bit later on with the signs. Now the Karaka chart is over here in the bottom. You can put that Sun in its own house or in the fifth house. Or in the sign of Leo, is obviously its own house, is very comfortable there. So he desires fame, respect, power and position all the time. And he's highly egotistical, right? Because it's its own sign. It desires that. It feels very entitled for that. And it is looking for always authority and government. Eyes are on authority, government, management. And it has to sacrifice itself. This is where it can get itself wrong. It says, I want things for myself, but actually you have to sacrifice yourself in that area of life for the sake of others. It's not so much about you here. Moon here can be a little tricky. Why? Because Moon requires peace, like we saw in Cancer. But now in Leo, Moon becomes highly egotistical. All emotions are about myself. Me and my emotions matter over the emotions of others, for example. Yes? Mars here will start aggressively pursuing land, property, can become chief of police, chief of military, desiring all power, position, badges, like we saw in Aries. Mars requires all that. It's got highly logical and focused. So Mars in Leo therefore becomes exalted. Why? Because both are Kshatriya planets. Both have a similar agenda, so to speak. Mercury here, on the other hand, becomes very good at communication, very dominant egotistical communication in Leo. It might even be very strict because it's got the Leo kind of energy with kids. If you with your kids, because Leo is a fifth house, right? Technically, the fifth house is also about children. Mercury in Leo talks a lot to kids. It uses communication as a means to get relationship going good with the kids. Mercury in Leo will be thinking about books all the time. These people can read a lot, can be engaged in a lot of paperwork. Everything regarding paperwork, writing, stationery is Mercury. They can also be thinking about trade and speculative gains comes here. Mercury in Leo or fifth house will be having a tendency to do a lot of speculative gains. Jupiter will seek all the Jupiterian things. It might be thinking about institutions, policies, policy making in government. Think about that. Fifth house, Jupiter in fifth house, Jupiter in Leo. Will be thinking about making policies and procedures all the time. Legislative rules, for example. Policy making is a quality of Jupiter. It wants to make rules and regulations about everything. They can also be having top positions in academia. Institutions of all kinds, banking, judicial, legal, but they are thinking about rules and regulations in the sense of power. So Jupiter in Leo tends to take on the energy of wanting power through making policies. Venus, on the other hand, doesn't do very well because Venus is a cool planet. We saw in Taurus, Venus is about resources. In Libra, it be something else we shall see. But Venus in Leo wants to have power, desire, fame through making wealth. How much money do I have? Wants to show off wealth. Okay? Because Venus is about wealth, one of the things. Luxury. People want to show off their luxury, show off their houses, show off how much bank balance they have. Venus in Leo will go around telling how much money they are making, for example. It's all about finance as a means of seeking fame.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Saturn, on the other hand, will be having all kinds of old chairs. Saturn is about old things. They'll be sitting on old traditional kind of chairs. Leo also stands for chair. Whatever kind of chair you are sitting in, you can take that as a karaka also for Leo here. Tie it up with the planets. So Saturn here will be doing a kind of old kind of work, very traditional. Saturn is very traditional minded. So he might be thinking of fame, power, position as an older means. It's not very comfortable. Saturn is never comfortable in the house of Sun. This traditional father and son enmity between Saturn and Sun, right? Actually, Saturn is the son of Sun, but it is the difference. It's a son who's against the father, so to speak. Rahu and Ketu will do their own untraditional things and seek fame and power from it. Now, let's quickly get into the 12 zodiac signs and see how it plays out in every ascendant, Leo, wherever it is. And we want to think strictly from the point of view of what are you constantly thinking about, because this becomes a dominant theme in Leo. Let's start with the Aries ascendant. Okay, and in every case, every ascendant, you must analyze the attitude of the attendant itself, ascendant. Okay. In Aries' case, everything is evaluated with logic. It's Mars, right? So it's ruled by logic and reasoning, like we saw in Aries. So for an Aries ascendant, the natural fifth house is itself Leo. So for an Aries ascendant, by default, they'll be thinking a lot about their education, about their popularity in the circles, because Leo is popularity and fame, about their children, about romance. They're naturally romantically inclined. So that's the house, the fifth house. But where is the fifth lord placed? Where is the sun placed? It matters. For example, if this fifth lord is placed in the seventh house, they are thinking more about love and romance all the time. That's the common governing factor between fifth and seventh. So these people will tend to get into relationships, and they will tend to get a sense of identity going from their spouse, which is not a very good idea, because Sun is debilitated in the 7th house. In the 7th house, it's about losing your ego so that you can connect. Here, the person is looking for egotistical satisfaction from relationships. You see how that works. They might also work in the government, because this is all about others. Whereas if it goes to the 4th house, right, 12th place from itself, if Sun stays here for an Aries ascendant, they might be more interested in popularity with the masses, because it's a sign of Cancer and it's fourth house, so it is the house of the masses, local community. They might be desiring a lot of popularity, fame. That's what their thinking process is. Remember, we are focusing on one aspect. What is this person thinking about all of the time? So fifth house is governed by Sun in an Aries ascendant. So it's very important for Aries ascendant to see where the Sun is placed, because that will be their dominant focus. For a Taurus ascendant, now everything is thought of in terms of resources. We saw in Taurus, it's all about resources, food, money, speech, wealth, family. So it's considering the entire chart as a resource. Now the fifth house in the case of Taurus is Virgo. So Taurus is obsessed with health related issues. This is on their mind. Virgo is about health. They might be doing everything for the sake of maintaining a good health. For example, the health of their children, because this is the house of children. They might also be thinking about working something to do with the medical community. Sixth house is about health affairs. Or their daily work. There are a lot of thinking is going on about daily work. Sixth house is the house of daily work. That might be going on. Now, you also have to consider this house, the fourth house for a Taurus, because that's where Leo is and where the sun is. Wherever the sun is here, for a Taurus ascendant, it will bring the attributes of that house to the fourth house. For example, if its sun is sitting in the 10th house, it will want to bring the aspects and talk about or think about those aspects in the home, because the Leo is in the 4th house. They tend to get very dominant at home, Taurus ascendants. Like, I'm the boss of this house. I own, Taurus ascendant, everything in this house. They're very dominant at the home front because Leo is sitting in the 4th house. And they will be thinking about aspects wherever sun is there. Suppose sun is sitting in the 12th house for a Taurus ascendant. Now it's a lord of the 4th house, so they'll be thinking about how am I spending money, because money is the dominant focus of Taurus, right? So they'll be thinking about, am I losing money somewhere, losses, 12th house, or how do I go abroad and make some money? How do I not lose money in the 12th house, right? This is about spending, the 12th house, but now you have taken the lord of the 4th in 12th and brought 4th and taken to the 12th. Means at home they'll be thinking about all of this stuff. We are focusing on what the thinking process is. Okay, this is very important because we'll go into Atmakaraka later on. Don't just evaluate Atmakaraka for the planets, but think about the sun, because it is the natural Atmakaraka and you will be thinking about that. Doesn't matter what it is going on. Taking from the natal as well as the Navamsha. For a Gemini ascendant, now Mercury is governing the first house. Therefore, this person is interested in developing skills. He's a trader. He wants to think in terms of self-gain, etc. Now the gain is house is sitting in the third house, Leo. So they want to be dominant or show off their skills. Sun is a planet of showing off things, right? I have this, therefore my self-identity is derived from how many skill sets I possess, how many people I influence. Mercury is very talkative. And what is in the fifth house? Fifth house, there is now Libra. So if Sun is placed here for a Gemini ascendant, it will think of having influence over the spouse, because this is also the house of love. It wants to dominate the spouse, dominate the masses, and think of it as a skill set if Sun is placed here. Because Gemini would think of what Gemini is interested in and what they are thinking about. These are the only two aspects we are trying to get our head around. Okay. What they are thinking about all of the time. That's the focus here. Let's take the case of Cancer ascendant. Now, fourth house is in the first house. That means the Cancer person is always moody about things. But we are talking about the fifth house and the fifth lord, as well as the sign of Leo here. Sign of Leo is in the second house. So Cancer ascendant wants to be very dominant at the home front with the family. Very dominant in terms of money. Remember, we talked about in Taurus how the Cancer ascendant will be very focused on gains or reputation from the masses as a resource. So Cancer ascendant, I am popular in the masses, because Cancer is interested in masses, the fourth house. It wants that as the resource. It considers that as the resource. And where will it brag about? It will brag about in the home front with the family. Look how many people I have following me on social media or on YouTube, or how much money I have gained, 11th house. And it will tell it to the wife, it will tell it to the spouse, to the family. Brags about things at home. But what is the fifth house doing here? It's the house of Scorpio. cancer is thinking about transforming its situation, its education, all of the time. It is thinking about themes of transformation, of occult and mysticism. Cancer ascendants are very interested in mysticism because of this, because this is on their mind. Especially if the Lord Ketu and Mars are in the 8th house, where things happen suddenly. It's Aquarius. For a Leo ascendant, now we come to the 1st house. It has a lot of ego by default. That's the signature. It is interested in education, love, romance and everything. Purva Falguni, which falls, is a womanizer, right? It's a Casanova. It's in the heart of Leo. So it is thinking about themes of love and romance all of the time. But let's take where the fifth lord is placed. The first lord becomes the fifth lord, traditionally speaking. And if sun is placed in the 10th house for a Leo, as it is, it considers work and business as the source of wealth. This is Taurus. It's the source of wealth, food, resources. So sun in 10th house for a Leo ascendant will become very dominant and wants to brag about their wealth, what they have, showing off wealth to the masses, because 10th house is your fame, your status. It tends to get the status from the source of wealth, from the way it speaks, which will be very disciplined, because sun is a disciplinarian. But what's in the 5th house? That's another thing they are thinking about. A Leo ascendant is thinking about higher knowledge. It is thinking about rules and policies. Remember, Sagittarius is rules, policies. We saw the Karaka of Jupiter. So also see where Jupiter is placed for a Leo ascendant in order to know what's going on in their mind. We are trying to discern essentially what's going on in different people's minds, different ascendants. Okay, for a Virgo ascendant, one of the things they are thinking about is what money am I losing, because Leo is now gone to the 12th house. One of the things they are thinking about is that. Another thing they are thinking about is how do I gain that money suddenly? How much money am I losing? Virgo goes into details, remember, and it wants to work towards something. One of the things dominant on their mind is losses, because Leo has gone to the 12th house. How am I spending money? Virgo is very stingy in terms of spending money, because they have their thinking all the time focused on this. And they are thinking of a lot of speculative gains. I have a friend who's Virgo ascendant. He's thinking about investing in bitcoins and all this stuff all of the time. Stock market. He's having this Aquarian attitude of gain. Speculative gains, 5th house, all of the time. This is on his mind all the time. If you talk about stock market, he's immediately excited, because he's a Virgo ascendant. These themes will play out. Of course, you want to see where Saturn is placed. In his case, Saturn is placed in the 6th house, in the 1st house. So he is thinking about this all the time. For a Libra ascendant, Leo has gone into the house of fame and name in the masses. So Libra ascendant is always thinking about what kind of popularity do I have with the masses? How do I gain popularity in the masses? Because 5th house is about the collective. 4th house is about local community. The 11th house is about masses. Aquarius is about masses. Leo has gone there. Libra is interested in what? Balance. Balancing the thing. So it is trying to balance between what? Opposite houses. 7th house is always trying to balance. What do I gain from the masses? Aquarius is in the 5th house. And how do I gain popularity from the masses? Libra is balancing. Doing a balancing act between the 5th and the 11th house all the time. Scorpio ascendant is interested, secretly interested, because Scorpio does not speak much. There is Sagittarius in the 2nd house, secretly interested. Everything hidden secrets is Scorpio ascendant. Now Leo or popularity comes into their 10th house. So if Sun is sitting here, this person might become very popular and gain a lot of fame. A lot of Scorpio ascendants can gain a lot of fame, by the way. They're not always hiding somewhere. They might be in top government positions. Many of the government and policymakers, leaders, all are coming from Scorpio ascendants. Because Sun in 10th house is very prominent. It's the best position for Sun. It's Digbala here. Directional strength. But you have to see where Sun is placed. If Sun is placed for Scorpio in the 4th house, it will want to gain things in the masses. The popularity it is seeking, it is thinking about that all the time. But let's look at what is in its 5th house. It's Pisces. The sign of Pisces in the house of love, romance, education and so on. So it is thinking of educating itself. Scorpios are very interested in education. But it is also thinking about how it can give to its children. Because this is the 5th house, it is ruled by Jupiter. Scorpio is always having one eye on its children. A lot of self-sacrificing. Remember, Sun is self-sacrificing, giving to the children. A lot of self-sacrifice in romance. That's what's on their mind. I'm giving so many things to my lover. Right? This is the house of love. For a Sagittarius ascendant, things become slightly different. Now, Sagittarius ascendant is interested in gaining knowledge, making rules, procedures, the first house. But the Leo, sign of Leo has gone to the 9th house. So Sagittarius is interested in gaining fame through education, through higher learning, through gaining PhDs. It wants to show off, follow me here, Sun, it wants to show off or have an ego about its multiple degrees. It always wants to study more because this is interested in studying. And now that has gone, Leo has gone to the 9th house. But what is in its 5th house? In its 5th house, there is Aries. So they'll always start studying something new in order to get fame and brag about it. See how I'm tying the ends, both the ends here. Now, for a Capricorn ascendant, Leo has gone to the 8th house. And in the 5th house, there is Taurus, the sign of gaining and thinking everything as a resource. So, Capricorn ascendants think of children as their resource. Think of their love and romance as their resource. Think of their education as a resource. Everything becomes a resource here for Taurus, for Capricorn. These areas become a resource. So you got to see where Venus is placed, right? If Venus, especially for a Capricorn ascendant, is placed in the 8th house, it becomes very transformative. Venus can bring dead things back to life. Connection between 5th and 8th house makes way for knowledge of the past life. In this case, it becomes very mystical. Capricorn ascendant is thinking about transformation all the time. Strange for a person looking for work, they are thinking about transformation, they are thinking about sudden gains, they are thinking about inheritance all the time. This is on their mind. What do I inherit? They are also thinking about whatever their resources are. One eye is always on resources. Taurus is 5th house. For an Aquarius ascendant now, it's about spouse. So Aquarius ascendant is thinking about spouse, one of the things, all of the time, because Sun is here. Depends upon where the Lord is sitting, okay? The Lord displacement from the main house only shows that the spouse will have such and such a nature. The Sun in 10th house for an Aquarius means this person will meet their spouse secretly somewhere in the workplace. You know, that kind of a thing. You can take that kind of arguments everywhere. But the energy of the sign, that's what we are focusing, will always be there. Yes? Be it natal, be it Navamsha, it will always be there. So Sun rules here. So this is what the person is thinking about. The one who thinks about spouse most amount of time is Aquarius, since Leo is sitting in the 7th house. Also, what's in the 5th house? That's again what they will be thinking, and wherever Mercury is placed. The Lord of the 5th is important, like we spoke of. Aquarius ascendant will be thinking about their children, their kids. Mercury is a karaka of children, of young girls, of children in general. It will be thinking about their aunts. Mercury is also a karaka of aunts and uncles, maternal aunts and uncles. It will be thinking about education and communication. How do I talk? What is my speaking style? They're very conscious about their speaking styles. They want to keep changing it in unconventional ways. Aquarius is a maverick. They want to keep changing it in funny ways. Aquarius people have a very funny style of speaking because of this. Finally, for the Pisces, Leo has gone into the 6th house. So Pisces is always thinking, where are my enemies? Right? 6th house is the sign of enemies. 6th house is the sign of daily work. What do I work? What is my routine? What do I do today? Not like a long term. Long term becomes, planning becomes the 9th house. We are talking about the 6th house. Long term desires becomes the 11th house, and your career becomes the 10th house. But we are talking about the 6th house here. So they are thinking about their daily work and routines. Also, wherever the moon is placed, because Cancer is ruling the 5th house. So they are very emotionally attached to their children. They are very emotionally driven towards their education. Right? You can see where the 5th house plays out. Pisces will not get educated in some field which they are not emotionally attached to. They have to be even having emotional connection in their love affairs, romantic affairs. 5th house is the house of emotion, love affairs, right? So you have to see where moon is placed as the 5th lord, as well as where the traditional 5th lord or the sign of Leo or the sun is placed. These become the determinant points with regard to the sun and the 5th house and Leo and the 5th lord. Try to keep this principle in mind whenever you're looking at sun and the 5th house and the 5th house lord. But always weigh it with respect to the ascendant. It's always about the ascendant first. Remember this chart, right? We shall talk about Virgo next. In the meantime, take care, be safe.